5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And while we're here in Cleveland, it is still Monday, and we always check in with the legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, who's on the line with us. Now, hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start out by asking you, this is a difficult legal question, and difficult legal questions often arise when you have a conflict of rights. So here in Ohio, they have an open carry law. People celebrate their Second Amendment rights, and they are allowed to carry weapons on the street openly. You also have a very difficult situation right now because you have a high security event around the convention center, and you have all of these attacks now going on against police officers around the country. The police here have asked the governor to suspend open carry laws for the duration of the convention, and the governor has said, I don't have the authority to do that. You know, I know as a person who loves police officers, you can sympathize with their position. Where should they come down on this?
Well, the officers have a very good point in terms of crowd control and safety, and given the situation in the United States right now. The Ohio statutes are very clear. The people have the right to carry arms openly and concealed. What I can't figure out is they have already made the convention center itself a no-gun zone. How the hell did they do that if they can't do it for a broader perimeter? I don't quite understand, because the only restrictions in the Ohio law are that you can't carry a weapon into a liquor establishment, Class D, and within 1,000 feet of a K-12 school. Those are the only two restrictions. So how did they limit the convention center? Who made that decision? So I'm confused. You can limit it for reasonable time and place limitations on carry. For example, I would say we're going to have a 7-block perimeter where no one can have a weapon except security personnel, police, and military. It seems to me you can do that right now if you're the chief of police in Ohio, and let somebody sue, for heaven's sakes. If this is a big deal to you as the chief of police or the mayor, you simply say, this is it, folks, I'm declaring an emergency, and there's a 7-block zone, and if you try to carry a weapon in, you're going to be arrested. Let them sue you. What do you got to lose?
I think it's
I can't figure it out.
It's the Secret Service that has Secret Service coordinated.
When they declare it a national security event, I think they do have special rights.
There you are. It's already a national security event. They've got a good basis to do other things. The bottom line is, there's ways to do this. Nobody has stepped up yet.
And I think it's the head of the police union who's made this call. I don't know where the police chief actually stands here in Cleveland on it.
Know today, because the police chiefs have become so political. All you had to do was watch that Baton Rouge, Louisiana news conference yesterday. I think it was the mayor down there who spent his whole time praising Valerie Jarrett and President Obama.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember hearing him say anything about the dead police officers.
Well, and this is what I want to get to. You saw the president's words yesterday basically asking us all to temper our political rhetoric because in some way our political rhetoric is what caused the death of those police officers in Baton Rouge yesterday, and of course the three police officers in Dallas. I would love for you to comment here. This is not a legal question. This is really just a what the hell are we doing in America kind of question about the lack of leadership coming out of Washington, D.C., in light of what we're seeing.
I don't think there's any question that the president yesterday was the first time he's even gotten close to standing up for police officers. His rhetoric from the time of Ferguson until yesterday has been the most, I would call it provocative, anti-police rhetoric coming from the president. The president is a very smart guy. He knows how to use words. He purposely, from Ferguson on until yesterday, made the police the problem, made the police the enemy. Shame on him. I want to remind people about something that really tells you who he is. When officers Ramos and Moon were assassinated in New York City by a killer from Baltimore, Maryland, the president of the United States, not once did he go to a podium, stand up, and say anything about those two police officers or their killing. He issued a one-paragraph statement 24 hours after their killing while he was playing golf, and never once publicly stood up so a camera could see him and record it, condemning the assassination of officers Ramos and Moon. And if you don't think that every police officer in this country watched that and knew it, you're living in a different world.
Yeah.
We have a president who doesn't like cops, and no matter what he tells you, no matter what he says today, he is a cop hater, he doesn't like cops, and he can do all he wants to schmooze yesterday. He has blood on his hands as a result of his language. He's a very smart guy. He knows what words mean. He purposely set out to make cops the enemy, and shame on him.
Well said, Joe.
All right, let me turn to the Freddie Gray case over in Baltimore, another trial of another police officer. This is what they thought might be their strongest case, prosecutors, but it's looking as if it's not going to be a very strong case.
Look, this prosecutor's office, state's attorney's office, Marilyn Mosley in Baltimore City and County, is a national embarrassment to that city. She is, in my opinion, unfit to serve as a prosecutor. Her public statements and her posturing has been detrimental to the fair administration of justice and to the rights of defendants as well as the rights of the decedent. In all likelihood, Lieutenant Rice will be acquitted today. The judge has already dismissed one of the counts against him.
Yeah.
And I cannot see for the life of me how not... Now, remember, he is being charged with manslaughter for failing to instruct someone to put a seatbelt on an arrestee when they generally don't put a seatbelt on an arrestee.
Right.
That's the basis of the case brought by these morons in Baltimore.
Joe, listen, we've got a minute left. You're not in Cleveland. I wish you were. I wish you had the podium in prime time, and I'd like you to take this minute on WMAL to speak to Hillary Clinton as commander-in-chief, knowing what you know about Benghazi, knowing what you know about her email server. Make the case, because I need that case to be made this week in Cleveland. I'm not sure it can be made the way you can make it.
Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, abandoned a group of Americans on the night when they knew there should be attacks because it was the anniversary of 9/11. She lied about it at the time. She lied about it to the families on the tarmac at Dover Air Force Base. She lied to Congress about it. She lied to the American people in public statements. And for the FBI director to sit there and say they didn't look at her statements under oath to Congress is an embarrassment to the FBI. I've said this before.
All right.
The President of the United States encouraged her to lie. She lied with abandon, and the American people have been deceived. If they want her as president, let them have him, because they're going to have Richard Nixon squared.
Well, there's legal analyst Joe DeGeneva pulling no punches this morning. Joe, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
And please continue to not pull punches. We don't want you to pull punches,
Joe. We don't want to pull punches. All right.